the Roman general Vespasian was thrilled because he thought that this old Jew really didn't know what to ask for. Right? He could have asked for Florida. He could have gotten something out of it, and here he wasted his opportunity on what are essentially meaningless achievements. But the Roman did not realize that he was being had, and that the victory of Rome would be nullified because of the fact that the family of Hillel would live yet and would provide spiritual leadership for the Jewish people and thereby guarantee that their way of life would continue by keeping Rabbi Tzadok alive. So the power of one righteous man to influence and protect the generation is enormous, and by allowing the yeshivas to rebuild themselves at Yavne, that was the key to Jewish survival throughout the ages. And the Emperor Vespasian thought he was giving him nothing. In reality, he was giving him everything. And that became the refuge of the Jewish people, how they would survive the awful blow of the destruction of their nation, of their government, of their temple, a complete change in the Jewish world, a tremendous adjustment. All was made possible because of the fact that they still had their religious leadership intact, and also that they had their religious infrastructure through Yavne was still functioning and would grow strong and would certainly outlast Rome, as it has outlasted all other civilizations and tyrants in the history of the world. In any event, Vespasian granted the wish, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai journeyed to Yavne, where he established his academy, where he established this great school, and clandestinely the Talmidei Chachomim from all over Eretz Yisrael came to Yavne. That became the center of learning, became the center of the of Jewish existence. Our rabbis call Yavne Kerem B'Yavne. Kishenichnasu Rabosenu L'Kerem B'Yavne. When our forefathers entered the vineyard at Yavne. So the Talmud explains that it was called the vineyard because of the fact that they sat in semicircular rows, which resemble the way a vineyard is plowed and planted. It's not straight, but it's semicircular in order to allow the grapes to get the angle of the sun, etc. So that's why it was called Kerem. However, the other meaning of Kerem that is also apparent here is that was the vineyard of God. It was the vineyard of the Lord, and that's why they called it Kerem B'Yavne. And from it, they fully expected, and they were successful in rebuilding the Jewish people. As you all know, there's a yeshiva today, and yet the current kibbutz at Yavne is next to the Arab village of Yibne. And the Arab village of Yibne is on the archaeological site, is on the ruins of the ancient city of Yavne. And therefore, the yeshiva that was established outside of the kibbutz naturally took for itself the name Kerem B'Yavne. As I mentioned to you, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the Nasi, died in the rebellion. And his son, Rabbi Gamliel the second, or as he is known, Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne, should have become the Nasi. However, for a major period of time, about 20 years, he remained in hiding. Because even though the Romans had guaranteed, Vespasian had guaranteed that he was not going to execute the members of the royal family, the members of the house of Hillel, they did.